If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many blessings of reciting Durood Pak upon Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that if you recite Durood Pak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal will send 10 mercies towards you, will bless you 10 times. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, in these episodes, we contemplate and we look at the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. We remember the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from above and from below, and indeed from every direction. Allahu Akbar. The glorious Quran tells us that if you were to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, never could you count them. Health, safety, nourishment, clothing, the air we breathe, the water we have, all these point to the world being yours without you even realizing it. You possess all that life has to offer and more, and yet you remain ignorant of it. We ignore the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't contemplate on the perfection that exists around us. All these things that we see, and then the hidden blessings, Allahu Akbar. We have at our disposal two eyes, a beautiful face, tongue, lips, hands, legs, feet, Allahu Akbar. Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Says the glorious Quran in Surah Rahman. Can you picture yourself walking? Can you picture yourself doing things with your hands? And then imagine, what would you do without feet? What would you do without hands? How lightly you take the fact that you sleep peacefully at night, while some turn in their beds miserably because they can't sleep. We fill our stomachs with beautiful, tasty, delicious foods, dishes after dishes, cool water, drinks of varying flavors, and yet some don't have this ability. We have health and we move about as we wish, yet others have been bedridden for years through disease. Their faculties of hearing and seeing are not working as they should. And yet ours are, but we remain ignorant of these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the skin on our body to the toenails that we have, without doubt, they are a blessing. From the protection from diseases and calamities, to the power of reasoning, to the fact that we are saved from mental health problems, is all a blessing. Tell me this, would you give up your ability to see or hear for £1 million? No. You would say, keep your £1 million. It is not worth anything compared to this sight. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with great gardens, beautiful roses and tulips and flowers and fragrances and everything else. And yet because of your misery, because of your ungratefulness, and because you don't appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, they seem like dilapidated buildings and barren deserts. You forget the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. You forget the warm food, the soft carpets, the warm water. And you descend into depression and become ungrateful for all of these things. Life for a lot of people, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, has become a race to earn wealth. And you seem to think that the key to success and the key to happiness and the key to the pleasures of this life is wealth. But it isn't. It isn't. The key to success is contemplation and thankfulness and gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to really appreciate this, we have to look at what gratitude is. What is this being grateful? What the scholars write, it is honoring and respecting somebody, holding them in high esteem and being humble in front of them because of the favors that they have bestowed upon you. Your heart humbles itself before this person. Your actions are humble before this one who has blessed you, favored you, granted you this gift. And your tongue speaks beautifully of him and raises his praise. That is generally being grateful. So that if somebody has really helped you in a very difficult situation, and he walks into the room through the gratefulness that you had in your heart, you would stand up and greet them. And that honor that you give them in standing up is showing your gratefulness. Your humbling yourself before them is showing your gratefulness. Your mentioning of the blessing or the gift that he gave you that helped you is you showing gratefulness. And what the scholars write is when it comes to the Creator Supreme, the one whose blessings are like oceans surrounding us, the one who's given us everything, and so much so that if we spent our life counting the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, we would never be able to count them. And they write that being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal means that one has the greatest honor, respect, and humbleness and sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in the heart, in the organs of the body, the hands, the feet, the eyes, the mouth, the lips, the ears, and with the tongue. And the scholars write that there are different ways of being grateful. The heart should constantly remember the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal and be grateful for them and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for them and not attribute them to your own skill and care. The organs of the body should remain in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that you are showing gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the tongue should constantly remind everybody around you, but yourself more importantly, of the great blessings. And the more you talk about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you will start to appreciate them. Gratefulness, my dear Islamic brothers, is a quality within human beings. You know, the more we appreciate somebody's help and assistance, the more grateful we become. So if we know that you're in a dire situation, it's a matter of life and death, or you're in great difficulty, and somebody eases that difficulty, you will naturally become grateful towards that person. And the more you appreciate the potential danger you are in, the more you will humble yourself in front of the person who helped you. And the more you will be ready to do things for that person. When it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you accept and honor those blessings, the more grateful you become, not only in your heart, not only with your words, but also in your obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal through your actions, through your protection of the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when the Quran says over 700 times that you should be praying and humbling yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Salah is mentioned, then you will, at the time of Salah, give up everything and go to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because you are grateful for the millions and millions and millions of blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the way. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal surround us from head to toe. We can't even count them. When you look up, you see the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you look down, you see the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. You look left, you look right. You peer into your home, you look outside, you look at your wealth, you look at your family, you look at yourself, you look at the mirror, and all you see is the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. A man came to Hazrat Yunus bin Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala, a great friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he complained of being poor and destitute. And he said, I've got nothing. Hazrat, what have I been given? I've got nothing. And this great friend of Allah Azza wa Jal saw his distress and how he wasn't appreciating what he really did have. So he said, no problem. Give me your eye and I will give you 100,000 dirhams. The man was astounded. He said, I can't give you my eye. What would I do without it? I couldn't see, I couldn't do work, I can't see my children, I can't see where I'm going. Hazrat, I can't give you my eye. This is not possible. Hazrat Yunus bin Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala says, okay, give me one hand. Just give me one hand. He says, well, if I gave you one hand, I couldn't work for the rest of my life. What am I supposed to do? I can't do simple things in life. I couldn't grip, I couldn't hold. I need my hand. I can't give you my hand. He said, okay, give me one foot then. He says, but Hazrat, if I gave you one foot, I can't walk. I'd be bound. I'd be disabled for the rest of my life. I can't give you that as well. So the great friend of Allah, as we just said, you come to me complaining that you have nothing and you're destitute and you're poor, yet look, your body is worth millions. You have every blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have all these assets, and yet you complain that you have nothing. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, isn't that an eye-opener? Isn't it the reality that actually we don't consider these things blessings until we lose them? We only see money, but when we wake up, we see the reality of it. Today, the world evolves around wealth. You know, if we've got the money, we think that that'll be the solution to all our problems. But what is the worth of those millions if you cannot eat delicious food? There are rich men in the world who are millionaires and billionaires. And the doctor has said to them that because of stomach ailments, you cannot eat any spicy food. You cannot eat any fried food. You cannot eat any overcooked food. In fact, you have to eat very simple bread made out of whole meal. And it's the stuff that normally, when you rake the flour, you throw away. But they eat the bread of that and they can't eat anything else. You go to these wealthy people's houses and the dogs that are tied on the gates are being fed five-star meals. But the man himself is a million and billionaire. Can't eat. What use is that wealth? Allahu Akbar. Money means nothing. Ask yourself, if somebody was to offer you £1 million, but say that for the rest of your life, every night, you wouldn't be able to sleep, you'd stay awake, you'd say, no, keep that. Because this blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, of being able to rest, is greater than your £1 million. When was the last time we appreciated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that, Ya Allah, this sleep is a great blessing from you. And for your obedience, this great blessing, I am going to tame and control so that when it comes to the time of Fajr, you have granted me this great blessing of being able to sleep. And so I am going to be grateful for this blessing by stopping this sleep when it's midway, getting up, doing wuzu and standing in your court to pray. And then you are grateful for not only the sleep, but all the blessings that surround you. and Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. Recently we've seen in the news that for disabled people they've made a robot-like body, which is like a cloak that they put over, and each limb is strapped to this robot, and then the intellect moves this robot in little small ways. And yet look at the body that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. It costs millions of pounds for a computer to do this. And yet it needs oiling every so often. And yet the system of Allah Azza wa Jal is so great that you can do this for the rest of your life and nothing needs oiling or maintaining or servicing. Allahu Akbar. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are so amazing. Forget the hand. Forget these, all these movements. Just this one thumb. If you tie it back with an elastic band for a few hours and try and live without it, you couldn't grip anything, you couldn't pick it up, you couldn't type, you couldn't eat, you couldn't do anything. Your favorite pastime, your mobile, you wouldn't even be able to hold it properly. And if you held it properly, you would be struggling. I'm already struggling. If I'm trying to hold it, I'm struggling because my hand can't grip it. Without my thumb, I wouldn't be able to do anything. Looking at me now, you probably appreciate that if I was to try and pick that up without my thumb, I would struggle. Just that one blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, this thumb, and your life would change. Have you ever thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for this digit? How the Creator has created such a superb and beautifully designed and crafted digit to help you to grip things, to pick things up, to eat, to turn over, to do a million things. Million things. And just that one tied back. Allahu Akbar. This is why the glorious Quran says, which of the favours of your Lord will you deny? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, that is just one thumb. Just imagine if you didn't have a hand. Just imagine the life of those who haven't got a hand and they have to spend their lives without it. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine the life of those who are disabled, don't have either hand, or they have the hands but they can't move them. How many people have we seen whose one hand is strapped to their chest because they can't move it? Who decided that? Who decided to give you and me a healthy hand? Who decided to put these people to the test? Who do we need to be grateful for these great blessings? Today, the youngsters say, well, I'm texting away and I'm typing and nobody knows. Nobody knows what I'm doing. I've got a lock on my phone. I can text so fast. I can look at all these pictures. I can look at all these lewd things on the phone. And I've got a lock on it. Nobody else can see you. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching you. You know the very hands that you're using to hold this device? Allah Azza wa Jalla granted you as a mercy from Him. You know the very eyes that take this information to the back of the brain and process it, and this amazing brain that does it? You didn't create it. Allah Azza wa Jalla granted it to you. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, I give you these blessings. Be grateful to me and I will give you more. And the way to be grateful was to not to use these eyes for anything that was the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not to use these ears, which was anything remotely related to the disobedience of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not to use this tongue in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. That was being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. To use these hands to hold the glorious Quran. Not to type away and text girls on the phone. No, and then think that you're doing something great and to be proud of it, that was being ungrateful. And you thought that nobody was watching you, but your own eyes were watching you. On the day of judgment, the glorious Quran testifies. You won't be able to make excuses. Your eyes will testify to the sins of the eyes. Your ears will testify to the sins of the ears. What are you going to do then? If you're ungrateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, these blessings turn into calamities. But if you're grateful, your life becomes blissful. Your life becomes beautiful. Just close your eyes and appreciate the blessing. If you close your eyes and you see the darkness, just imagine those people who have never had the opportunity to see light. They were born blind or through an accident. They lost their sight. Can you imagine how they want to see the face of their children? But they can't. Can you imagine when their children are growing older and they can hear them but they can't see them? Can you imagine how they want to see the face of their parents? They want to see their home. They want to see everything. They want to see where they're going. They don't want to be reliant on others. yet they don't have the sight. And you've got the ability to do that. Allah Azzawajal has granted you that ability. And what do? You use that sight to hurt people. You use that sight to go to places where the disobedience of Allah Azzawajal is happening. You use the eyes to look at filth. You use the eyes and you use the hands and you use the power that you have to disobey Allah Azzawajal. That is being ungrateful. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there was a great friend of Allah Azzawajal. And somebody asked him, he said, why has Allah Azza wa Jal created people in different situations? You know, some are rich, some are poor, some are healthy, some are ill, some are black, some are white, some have obedient children, some have disobedient children. You know, all these situations that we see in life, all these different problems, all these different headaches. And this great friend of Allah Azza wa Jal was a very wise man. He said, the key to it is this. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see who in which situation is grateful to me. Allahu Akbar. So is the one I've given wealth grateful to me? Or does he disobey me? Is the one that I've made poor grateful to me or disobedient? Is the one I've made healthy grateful to me or disobedient? Or is the one I've made ill grateful to me or disobedient? It's all about being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal and being obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Bakr bin Abdullah rahmatullah says, when a man faces calamity, he prays in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal then grants him relief from that difficulty. But then the shaitan comes to him and tries to weaken his feeling of gratefulness. Because the shaitan doesn't want you to be grateful in the court of Allah. So he comes and he gives you ideas saying, no, this would have happened anyway. This wasn't a big problem. This wasn't a complex difficulty. So what if it was solved? Don't be grateful. You don't have to be grateful. Just carry on with life. And the great shaykh says, he says, but then man says, no. I am grateful to my Lord because this was an extreme difficulty. This could have led to great disgrace for me. But it was through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that this difficulty became ease. And I'm not going to be ungrateful to my Lord. I'm going to be honoring and respecting and obeying my Creator because He has taken me out of this difficulty. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, being obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is actually being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi says, one can secure the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal through gratefulness. The more grateful and humble you are, the more your blessings are protected. The more your blessings are secure, subhanAllah. And we know from the glorious Quran that the more you are grateful, the more your blessings increase. The reality is this. This world is a temporary abode. You and I both will be in our dark and lonely graves within a few years. It's a transient life. And so are blessings. Blessings come and go. They don't stay with you. That pleasure that comes with them will come and go. And whether you are grateful or ungrateful, the time will pass. But remember this, that if you think about a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, you appreciate that blessing. You thank Allah Azza wa Jal, both in the heart and in your actions, and with your tongue, then the blessings come and gone. But that appreciation will stay with you in this life. And it will result in security of that blessing and an increase in that blessing. And when you get to your grave, it will be an honor for you. And it will be light in your grave. And on the day of judgment, it will help you stand proud with the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
But if you're not grateful, the time will still pass. The blessing will still be used. But you will end up with nothing but difficulty in this world, questions in the grave, and then disgrace on the day of judgment. So intellectually, if one thinks about it, just logically, the best way to secure your future is to be grateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's very simple, it's not complicated. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal with your heart, thank Allah Azza wa Jal with your limbs by being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, and thank Allah Azza wa Jal with your tongue constantly. As soon as you see a blessing, just thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Do zikr Allah Azza wa Jal. Send through the Paak from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and secure those blessings. Enjoy these blessings. But don't make them a short enjoyment and then a pain. No. Make them an enjoyment that is everlasting by being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the more you are grateful, the longer that blessing lasts. And the more you are grateful, the more beautiful it becomes. And the more you are grateful, the more successful you will become. You know, the difference between these two extremes is the difference between a wise man and a foolish person. They are both given these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, but the wise man appreciates it and takes it with both hands and makes sure that he never loses it by making sure that he appreciates and is grateful for it. And he prostrates his head in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal 5 times a day. And he thanks Allah Azza wa Jal both in his heart and through his actions of salah and by reciting the Quran and by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal with his tongue. And this blessing becomes a bounty for him. And then the foolish man, on the other hand, takes this blessing, attributes it to his own intellect, thinks it's me, I'm clever, I've done this, I've got this. And then when it becomes a calamity, when he loses it or it becomes a disgrace for him, he sits there and he cries. And this crying lasts forever because his life is a misery. His grave is dark and lonely. And on the day of judgment, he is destined to the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. This is why the essence of life is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this time is a blessing, because if this time passes, you may not have the opportunity to thank Allah Azza wa Jal and be grateful. Today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we get lost in our depression, this whisper of the shaitan, of looking at the one blessing we don't have. We have 99 million of them, and the one blessing we don't have, the shaitan puts that in front of our eyes and puts a shadow and a veil over our eyes. And we don't look at the beautiful garden that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with. We don't look at the beautiful flowers within it. We don't appreciate the houses we live in, the eye we see with, the ear we hear with, the tongue we speak with, the throat we raise the voice with, the stomach we digest with, the hands and feet we walk and grip things with. No, we don't appreciate any of these things. Just that one problem that has come makes us ungrateful, gets us depressed, and makes us miss our salah. And this is exactly what the shaitan said. That was his mission. And by making you ungrateful, he has achieved this. He makes you think that every cry is against you. He makes your heart corrupt with backbiting and jealousy and enmity, and then makes you ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He tricks you into falling into this ungratefulness, but you see the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal surround you. All you need to do is protect your salah. And every night, before you go to sleep, pray 2 rakat salatul tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for forgiveness for your sins. And also thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all the blessings. Raise your hands every night and say, Ya Allah, I can't even count the blessings that you've given me. There's so many, Ya Allah. And I don't even appreciate them. But whatever they are, whether I can see them or they're hidden, I thank you for them. I'm not worthy of this. It's your blessing. Who am I? I'm nobody. Your blessings surround me from head to toe. My brain is not apt enough to even appreciate them. Please forgive me and please grant me more and make me grateful in your court. Do you know, in a famous hadith mubarakah, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that he who's been granted four things in this world has achieved goodness in both worlds. The first, a grateful heart that thanks Allah Azza wa Jal for his blessings. Then, a tongue that remembers Allah Azza wa Jal. The third, a body which is patient in the tests of Allah Azza wa Jal. And fourth, a pious wife who does not devour her honor or the money of her husband. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let's work hard to develop and train our heart and our mind to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's try and spend as much time as we can in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal day and night. And let's try and prepare ourselves for the tests and be patient when any blessing is withheld from us. And even then, even when it's withheld, because of the patience that we have, because of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we have, and because of the gratefulness we have in our hearts, even that blessing that hasn't been given becomes a blessing for us because it makes us more humble in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Spend your life looking around you and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. And look how beautiful life becomes. We always look at the negatives. But if you start to look at all the positives that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with, and look at those who are less fortunate, you will become the happiest man around. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to appreciate the blessings and be grateful for them. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu.
If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah,